Poodle, what is a queso bitch? What is a queso bitch?
I'm not sure.
Because Jacqueline said, I'm not a queso bitch. And so I thought, well, what is a queso bitch? Because I like queso. I love queso.
You're definitely a queso bitch. I don't know what one is, but you are one. You know what you are? You know what you are?
What?
You know what? You know what you are? You know what you are? A queso bitch is someone who, when there's already sauce at the table, they're like, can you bring us some queso too? That's a queso bitch. I'm calling it. You do it too. You are a queso bitch.
Well, Casa Roma's has the best queso. You want to mix your salsa with the queso. Oh, God, I'm a queso bitch.
You're a queso bitch.
Love is blind.
Didn't expect this.
I'm accusing you of queso bitchery.
Like
Salem trials, the Salem queso bitch trials.
So you're telling me when you lived back home or at North Texas and someone had a party and there was a slow crock pot full of Velveeta and Rotel queso, you ate none of it?
I did eat it, but I did not ask for it when salsa was already provided. That's what I think a queso bitch is.
I'm a queso bitch, yo. Yeah. I know I got some queso. Now I just want that. I just want salsa, queso, chilies, chips, and a Dr. Pepper. Ooh.
That goes in the basic gift pack. Wow. Have a Starbucks latte in there, and you're all set.
No, not with the queso.
Yo, it's Love is Blind, episode 7. Second time's the charm?
Second time's the charm. Season 4, episode 7. Best season of Love is Blind. Y'all, we were just on Wednesday, an episode of us on Kate Casey's show aired.
Yes.
So you listened to that.
Reality Life.
Reality Life with Kate Casey. We love Kate Casey. She's trying to get a couple of cast members from the show on, so we'll see about that. Also, we're shouting out just because we haven't had time to do, but we're hopefully going to talk to them later with Dylan and Patrick from
Bad TV. Another Below Deck podcast.
Yep. So they're covering Love is Blind content, so be sure to check them out. And secondly, for you sissies that are on Reality Plus on the $15 tier, we'll be doing a YouTube Live this Sunday.
Yes.
We started to do it this Sunday. And then
we realized we may have mentioned it once offhand.
We never told anybody about
because it. Because our schedules are so crazy with, like, we forget when we're filming shows or when shows are airing, so we forget to...
It's weird now. Like, so we're recording this on Monday, on a Monday. And 90 Day Fiance aired yesterday, so like our memes are going up, and
I'm like, we did that 4 months ago
because we recorded 90 Day like on Wednesday.
We recorded 3 days ago, Wednesday.
I seriously am like, I don't even remember that. Like it just goes in, and we have to go out. I will say this, not out. I should say this on the Free Feed show, y'all. Show me a harder working podcast team than Sissy Christina.
Team Sissy. Reality Gays.
They are fucking working their asses off. We are too. We're all, as I said in our Slack, none of us are sleeping right now with Love is Blind.
We have the best team.
We have the best team. We love them so much.
The best people.
And I know y'all say all the time to us, you guys work so hard. You do. We only are able to do
our
shit
because of
them. Our
Sissy team works just as hard. Sissy Christina and Sissy Caitlin.
Yes. If you want to be a part of the Sissy team and you have a really hot husband that
or you
want to
work
mind,
for free.
If you want to work for free, don't tell them to get paid. That isn't. But if you want a husband that will work for blowjobs, send him our way.
We'll make you an honorary person, but you don't have to do anything. You don't get paid.
We'll find a position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, any other announcements, Poots?
I don't think so. Our Perfect Match by Curious is out.
It is. That dropped on Wednesday as well. Boy, we're just raw dogging this. And we got a new show. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Seeking Brother Husband. That's on the $8 Patreon tier. That
Reality
premiered,
Gaze Plus tier.
Thank you. That's
super cast.
Thank you. You're right. That aired last night, or that aired Sunday.
Sunday.
And so y'all are talking about it in the Sissy Squad like crazy. Join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad.
We do have fun in there. We do have fun in there.
We have been hit with a lot.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
More Zuckerberg bots. So,
oh boy.
Maybe watch the hate speech. And yeah. When I say hate speech, y'all, that's sometimes using the word B-I-T-C-H. Because that is...
Yeah, so you want to be like, I love that bitch. They'll delete it and then yep. They'll shut it. So it's our moderators. Some people say, it's so heavily... No, it's not that heavily. It's
when your group gets over 10,000 people, there's a whole other level of...
There's a different standard.
Of a different standard. And you become much more... you become much more... visibly moderated by Facebook.
Because sometimes groups over 10,000 people have influenced elections or just things that pop. So I'm glad, honestly, that they're watching things. Yeah. So
we get popped for nudity all the time when someone shows skin.
Yeah. Y'all, I know we asked for your husband's dick. Send that in the IMs.
Gotta DM that.
Don't DM that. But yes, I just want to say, Seeking Brother Husband, the first episode, if you're not on the eight, if you're listening on the $5 tier, that is the $8 tier, Reality Gaze Plus. If you want to be like, I don't know, do I want to listen to that show? Do I not? It's on the free feed.
We're going to give it to you, the free feed. The first taste is free, like my dealer said.
Wow. Or I was just going to say, just a tip.
Oh.
Try before you buy.
Everyone's got a dealer these days, don't they? It's a weed dealer. That's what I meant.
Oh, God. Anyway, all right, that's it. I don't have anything else because I want to talk about this glorious show.
Kwame and Chelsea. We meet Charlie, the father. And guess what? He's fine with it.
I agree with you. I don't know. This was built up. You said in the last episode this was a producer build up. But hold on. I don't know if it was a producer built up.
Or a Chelsea build
up. Or a Chelsea Kwame build up.
I don't know.
But either way, y'all, he's fine with it. He's like,
a pussycat. He's fine.
He's like, I'm happy for you. Good on you. You're getting a good deal with Chelsea.
We do find out that the plan is to have, because Kwame lives in Portland, and this is really important. Kwame lives in Portland. She lives in Seattle. They say their plan is to stay in Seattle for a couple of years. They've talked about it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we're...
I mean, they go to Portland later on to see his place. And I'd be lying to you if I told you that when she entered this apartment, I knew exactly what it smelled like and I got a little bit of a chubby. You know what I'm talking about?
Old cologne and mold.
Yeah, and kind of just dirty socks.
Yeah. Did you see the dead plant?
Yeah. Yeah.
The first frame was like a dead plant. Y'all, it looks like he left in the middle of a kidnapping.
Yeah.
There's just things everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or
as Chelsea said, just a bottle of lotion by the couch.
and a towel. At one point, they just open a drawer and he's like, I'm thinking what it is. She's like, I have the same lube. I respected that.
I respect that.
I like Chelsea.
I love Chelsea.
I like her a lot. Yeah.
As you said, I would love to hang out with her.
She's the person on this cast who I think we would have a good time with.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we'd have a really good time with her.
I love her.
What did you think about this? Now, I know this is... Some people do this a lot. He said, I don't sleep on the couch. I don't sleep on my bed that much. 12% maybe. The rest of the time I spend on the couch.
Well, I know you have more experience than I do.
I sleep.
So I feel like that's why you're asking.
Sometimes
me.
I fall asleep on the couch. But
you, when we were roommates, you would fall asleep on the couch all the time.
But I wake up.
You wake up at like 3 a.m. And then when you wake up the next morning, you're like, I'm like, what's wrong? You're like, I didn't sleep well. I fell asleep on the couch. And I'll say, get up and go to bed. And then you'll look at me and say, don't tell me what to do.
Well, that's pretty much what I do. But the fact that, and I think this may be a generational thing. I just want to sleep in a bed. Like when I fall asleep on the couch, it's an accident.
I think when you were younger, you didn't mind falling asleep on a couch True. So much. But yeah, I guess it is generational.
There's a bed.
I love my purple. I want to go in and go to bed.
So, basically, they are. He lives in Portland. This was a little bit of a red flag for me. He says, I love Portland. I don't really want to move. And she's like, well, we've talked about this. Seattle's where my family is. He works remotely.
She has
a job.
She does not work remotely.
And so I could think of, and he was like, his arguments were, I have no friends in Seattle. I play soccer 5 times a week here. I have my own running path. I have a feeling that besides the friends, you could get all those things in Seattle. But I think just because of the ease of it, it's going to be, you need to move to Seattle and you need to stop crying in your tea about it.
You went on this show.
Yeah.
Why are you going? Like, you're going on the show. They probably told you that people were based in Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, you knew all of this. Yeah. Like.
No, I agree.
You knew this.
This felt like.
If I dated a guy from Ardmore, Oklahoma, I would figure that we probably would, that I'd have to live in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Which is why I don't date people from Ardmore, Oklahoma.
No, I just make them move here.
Even though my family members always now are like, hey, there's this person. Oh, you can date. Not my family. I'm more like friends. When I go into town, they're like,
I met a gay person. Yeah, I met a gay.
You should meet my friend. Actually, I will say, they're not just any gay. They don't want to like introduce me to someone with no teeth
yeah.
who like doesn't have a job. It's actually like.
Sometimes no teeth can be a gay man's best friend.
Wow. I don't need to finish that now. I'm done.
I think it's just selfish. I don't think he's ready to get married. I really don't think he's ready to get married.
I don't think he is either.
He's not ready to combine his life with someone else. He's not even ready to move in with someone.
I looked at his Instagram and
he's
a really good model. And
I'm
like
sure
they
he
don't
is.
Talk no, but they don't talk about that. He's legit a model. So he actually has a really good face. He looks really, and I went, yeah, y'all.
He's not ready.
Whoop, whoop. Perfect match alert. Perfect,
yep, perfect match
alert. He just wanted to be an influencer.
Someone will pull that lever, and you'll go down through the little Willy Wonka machine, and you'll just fall out the asshole of Netflix.
And then what did I say her name was on Pay?
Estelle.
Helen? Estelle. Yeah, all right. Said so she's like, I think yeah. Helen or whatever. And she'll say, you knew this was happening.
Perfect match time for you.
Yeah.
So, y'all, they're in his apartment.
I just remembered I had a dream last night about Carousel's mouth. Because we covered
you
perfect
just gasped.
It just flew to me. It just flew right to me.
It's like her mouth is doing ASL.
I dreamt.
It is so active.
I dreamt last night that she wasn't, it wasn't word, but I was sleeping, and her mouth was just going, yow, 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 yow,
yo,
and like
was,
going towards me.
This is Carousel from Perfect Match and from Sexy Beast.
God, I couldn't stand her mouth. Sorry, that just hit me.
You waylaid me, but
I'm sorry.
Going into a more emotional storyline. Kwame has still not talked to his mother.
No.
So, had he not talked to his mother since he got out of the pods?
Yeah, that's the way I understood it.
I guess I think, I mean, maybe they're not, he even says, my mother and I are very close. Maybe she's went on a really different time difference.
I don't know.
But y'all, he chooses to call her, and I don't. I'll tell you this: if I didn't call Mother Poodle when I got out of the pods, and she knew I was looking for my perfect for my mate,
would you? Because Chelsea didn't say much of anything. Would you say something to your parents of what you were doing?
Would I? No, I would. I would.
I mean, my mom has watched Love Is Blind.
I would explain later.
But I think your mom's like Chelsea's dad.
I would have.
She has no idea what this show is.
I would have gone in without telling them. I think I said I'm going into the next Biosphere project.
Jay Bird's going to be a scientist, and then you get out, and then just like we talked about last episode, you come.
Here's my husband
with a neck tattoo, and yeah. Father Poodle's going, God,
Fran, you're never going to get a job with a neck tattoo.
Fran, can you get that removed?
I think I could explain better than I could justify why I was going on Love Is
Blind.
So
you're going to ask for forgiveness, mm-hmm. not permission.
It's a good strategy.
Hey.
With my parents, anyway.
Sometimes it is.
So, he basically, y'all, we don't... I have a feeling she did not allow herself to be... her voice to be on camera because... We don't even hear her responses.
No.
And she's like, Kwame says, I did find someone. I asked her for hand in marriage. And she's like, you're mad. And she said, should we talk about this again sometimes? And I wrote down, didn't go good.
He comes out and he explains it to Chelsea and basically... He kind of relays, oh, by the way, kudos to Chelsea when she said, do you want me to be a part of this or no? She didn't want to do that.
No.
But she just wanted to support him. So he basically said that as a mother, as someone who would expect from me, what she would expect from me is way more, and that I didn't use my head. She's not happy for me. And Kwame says, I understand why she feels that way. He said, but I believe I've made the right choice for myself. I want to ask you. We don't know a lot about their relationship, but is that good parenting to be really angry and mad about your kid over that?
Well,
not good. I don't want to say that word. Healthy.
You're asking, do you think that response from his mother was helpful?
We didn't get to hear what she said.
Yeah.
The way he talked about it was if she was, she didn't like write him off, but she was like, I'm furious with you. And I don't want to have anything to do with her, even though he said, I'd like for you to meet her. We don't know fully her response. So this really isn't about her as much as with some parents, it just feels a lot like, maybe I'm triggered by being a gay person, but it feels a bit like not this, I feel like, how far does radical acceptance go from a parent to a child?
I understand you. I think what it seemed like, we did not hear her. What it seemed like happened is she shamed him.
Yes.
Instead of asking why he did it and asking for clarity, she told him how kind of brainless he was.
Yes.
Which it's never going to help anybody. But that is some parents, that's how they operate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't critique anyone's parenting style because I'm not a parent. I was definitely shamed to do things. However, I did always think my mother loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would know that getting around to it, they might not agree with me now, but my mother would trust my judgment. That I do know.
That's what I was thought about this too, and I thought, what would my mom say to me? She would probably say, I'm scared, I'm worried, but you're my kid,
yeah.
I trust my kid.
Now, that being said, if he has a history of making terrible decisions and rash decisions, mm-hmm. that would be a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Should she still have shamed him? No, but we don't know their history.
We don't.
But it did seem a little, we were definitely led to believe we were being bummed out by it.
Yeah. So,
and that it felt, we thought, we were thinking that we'd be harsh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's where I was with it.
All right. Yeah.
What did you think? Similar?
I judged her for it. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I really felt like I would tell my kid, you know, like, this, you know, this is surprising. I'm worried.
Yeah.
I think what it is, I don't think it's great to when you're worried or anxious about your kid, and instead of being that, you use anger to shame them.
I
and
totally
that's what it sounds like she did. And I wish she just would said, I don't understand this. I don't get this. But I would say, of course I want to meet her.
And it did sound like...
I trust you. I love you.
True.
I hope it goes well.
It did sound like she knew he was going to the experiment, and she knew there was a possibility that he would come out with a fiance.
So to me, it's like, it's this thing I've said before. We do not own our children.
Yeah, that's true.
They're their own separate person. I don't know. I wasn't a fan.
I think,
but it made me think about what would you do.
It would be very different if I would have heard her voice.
Yeah.
So I feel bad about coming for this woman, and I don't even know what was said. I don't even know if it was validated.
I'd have to tell my mother before I went in.
It could have been a fake moment for all we know.
If I blindsided my mother, you know what she would say? The whole time she would say, I can't believe you didn't tell me this. I could have helped you. You're going to get married to someone? I could have made sure you had the prenup ready. She would have already read all about that kind of stuff.
It would have taken me so long to explain Love is Blind rules to my mother.
Oh, just have her watch one episode.
What's going on here? Father Poodle, they're drinking out of glasses. You can't even see how much is in them.
How do you know whose is whose? You can't see.
Is she feeding her dog wine? We could give Muffin some wine.
Don't give Mother Poodle ideas.
Muffin did drink like a half bottle of wine one time.
Really?
It was open and it fell over and she just slapped it up off the floor.
Poodle, guess what? Muffin likes Grenache.
She likes Kim Crawford just like her mom. Sutter home.
Oh,
actually, my mother
Woodbridge.
My mother loves a good Kendall Jackson.
Ah,
Kendall Jackson, can't go wrong.
When I think of Kendall Jackson, I think about when I worked at Inner Urban Restaurant for a month, and I remember.
Yeah, this is brought up a lot. Inner Urban.
There was a woman.
Your storied serving career.
The couple that showed up, they came there and they sat at a two top. That's two people in the server lingo.
I would have never figured it out.
In case you don't know, they sat down and it was a very much older man and a younger woman, but who had had a lot of sun damage, but you know, probably still younger. She was probably like in her, I don't know, 30s, 40s, and he looked like. Although men age so much worse where we're from.
Yeah.
They might have been the same age. Anyway, so that's it. And I'll remember, I'm like, can I get you anything? And she looked at the menu. She said, oh, yes. And she looked at me. She said, I'll have a Kendall Jackson, please. Like it was the fanciest fucking wine she ever ordered in her life.
You know, people have different standards. I guess it's a step up from Francia.
At the time, I thought it was fancy. Tastes better than the church wine.
You know,
that's the only wine
I'd
ever had.
It's a good middle-of-the-road Chardonnay. It's not great, but it's good grocery store Chardonnay.
Well, there you go. Maybe good to cook with?
Yeah. Paul and Micah.
Paul!
Y'all, we're meeting Elizabeth, the mom from New Orleans.
Oh, no.
She's so pretty. And guess what? It's Micah.
Oh, okay.
Paul's marrying his mother.
I was worried you were going to do a New Orleans voice. I was like, she didn't talk like that, though.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We're going to meet you. No, it's not full-on Cajun.
Before they even said it, she walked in and I went,
everything's clear now.
Everything is clear now. Y'all, Paul's marrying his mother.
And it's a little bit, even personality-wise, they kind of talk in circles.
When they talk about, when she's like, so what... She says, "Now look, we did some digging. Y'all, she's a paralegal.
I love this.
I know this because I worked a paralegal. She did a full Westlaw search of this woman. She knows what debt she has. She knows if she's ever been married. She knows who her neighbors were. She knows every fucking thing about this woman."
And Micah's face is like this.
Micah, because she's not, y'all, because paralegals, I know this. Paralegals fucking get it done. They're like nurses. They don't fuck around.
So y'all, they literally cyber stalked her,
They did.
And they're she's like, what made y'all bond? And like, we talked about travel and we're the same kind of people. And he has the ability to ground me. She's like, yes, I can see that.
What does that all mean?
Nothing.
That has nothing to do with shared values at all.
They are not that deep. He tries to act like he's deep, but the reason why he's dated all these granola girls is they get too deep for him, and he feels like the dumb one.
Yep. You're right.
He needs to feel superior to who he's with.
I don't know superior, but I think he needs to feel smart.
He needs to feel smarter.
Because that's not one thing he has.
Yeah.
That's totally true. 100%.
Facts.
Because think about the way Brett spoke about his relationship, or even the way Jackie and the way Marshall spoke about Jacqueline.
I also feel like Paul is extremely, he is an extremely young, is he 26, 27?
He's younger.
He is a young 26, 27.
Relationship
wise, he is like 22, 23. I don't think he's had a lot of long-term relationships. The relationships that he's had seemingly have had to flame out, and he's never been serious about anyone. That's what his mother says. Kind of like Jackie, who's never had a serious relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just after that little bit of talking, Elizabeth goes, well, y'all are perfect for this. And I know it's just because she's pretty and she looks like you.
Yep.
She would fit in exactly in the South. She would fit in exactly in your family.
And I would say this. What's so wrong with that? I would hate it. I would push someone down a flight of stairs if I was married to someone like that.
Who are we to say that's wrong?
We're two gay men in their 40s. We're here to judge. It's not for me. But I said Mike is doing a good daughter-in-law audition.
Oh.
And then later on, I think Micah would fit really well into his family. I think Micah, however, I think we're going to see her. This may not be what she wants. I think she wants something kind of more, to paraphrase the terrible trailer for, what was that movie where Ryan was in it and Hugh Jackman was like Napoleon, not Napoleon, but like, he's like, I need a little more 18th century in my life.
Doesn't she go back in time or something?
I don't
like
even remember. I just remember the trailer was so awful and I made fun of it for weeks. But I think she needs something out of the ordinary.
I think she needs someone that she can be an influencer with.
Boo.
And Paul's not that.
You're not wrong.
Paul's not that.
No, he's not.
She wants to live halfway in LA, halfway in Arizona, or not LA, in Seattle. Although, I can't blame her for not wanting to live in Paul's apartment. Y'all.
There's a lot of different types of wood in here. And I like a lot of wood. I grew up surrounded by it. There's at least 4 to 5 types of wood in this house.
There's a lot of different.
And it's all cheap.
It's all just cheap. It's not pretty furniture. It's all very cheap.
This is a 22-year-old man's apartment.
Yeah.
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 And that's being generous.
Y'all, he has 2 love seats. I love a leather couch. This couch looks fucking terrible.
One was found on Craigslist. The other,
on the road.
By the side of the road.
And they're just, he thought it would be good in this little small room to place each love seat across from one another with a coffee table in the middle of it, just all squished in.
So everyone's just like staring at each other. There were also knives on every table.
He had especially knives everywhere. He had clothes in his closet, but he kept the clothes that he wears sitting out on the dresser so we can see them.
So that wasn't just because the laundry hasn't been put away, like is in my bedroom right now.
Uh-huh.
He keeps the clothes out on his dresser that he wears.
Yes. I would pay someone to come every week and put away my laundry.
It's the worst part.
It's the worst part.
Yeah. I don't almost mind doing it. The putting it away really bothers me.
It's the putting it away. I don't mind doing it at all.
That's not. I don't even mind folding it.
I hate folding it. I hate laundry.
But putting it away takes a part of my soul.
I hate it.
I agree. Anyway. Those are real problems.
That real problem.
So, okay.
So, where was I?
She finds this place. She finds his place to be way too small. I agree.
It is, because they're both going to
be working from home.
Working from home. Like, they need a bigger place.
And he's like, she's like, why don't you get rid of this place? Then we'll spend our time between my place in Arizona and another place. They're going to get a bigger place, basically.
And he's like, he kind of
makes
like, a joke.
No, I'm joking, but also not. And things get a little
weird. Why do you say
that?
Like, don't say, no, I'm joking.
But also not.
You're not joking then.
And
yeah, they do get weird.
What do you think when she... So, she's in Arizona.
She said she lives part of her time in both places. In Seattle and in Arizona. She works in marketing. It made me wonder if she's really from Seattle.
Me too.
If she like submitted something
yep.
and casting was like,
yeah.
She's great. I'd love to have her on.
It tweaked something where I went, wonder where she's from.
Because most people that young, I'll feel better if we see her place in Seattle and it looks like a lived in place.
Yeah, we might not see it.
If we don't see her place in Seattle or it looks like something from Wayfair or like where they live now, then I'm not going to believe it.
This could be one of those things that felt a little bit bigger than it should have been, but it was the first time he's bristled about, I said, Paul just feels like...
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's Quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
He won't grow up. He doesn't want to get rid of his shit apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that, because it felt like she was threatening that for him.
Yeah.
So that's the only time we've seen Paul push back yet. She did not like it.
Turned you on, didn't it?
A little bit. But I think for her, she went, I have to go about this a different way.
I think, don't.
She's just going to withhold pussy.
As Reba says, when the deck is stacked against her, she just plays a different game.
What's that from? What song?
When the deck is stacked against me, I just play a different game.
What?
Because your bags are packed and I'm not crying. You know that song? Come on.
Which one?
A baby girl.
Oh, Survivor.
A chance, I'm a survivor.
I don't know it word for word.
Because I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace.
Someone
just on our podcast went, I sang that last time. They went, I'm a survivor. And I love you for it.
I will say, that is a great song. I just did not know every word of that song.
Oh, so. I want to go to Atoka, where Reba's restaurant is. I really need to plan a
Sissy,
Oklahoma
tour. I'm not
going
to a place like Atoka on principle.
What? It's not far from Stillwell and Greasy, actually. Not even from Marietta or Marietta.
Again, you're not getting me there by telling me that.
Well, I might do a Oklahoma Sissy Maddie tour, and I'll do it by myself.
You know what? If you do a GoFundMe to pay me to go a certain amount, I'll go. I'm not going without money.
Maybe we could do it in the spring sometime where we could see a tornado.
That'd be sure fun.
We could go Sissy storm chasing.
Okay, you need to calm down.
You would like that.
I kind of do love storm chasing. I want to be in the middle of a tornado.
Well, all right, Helen
like your
Hunt.
Cousin Hazel.
You know what? Oh, like Grandma Hazel. Grandma Hazel, it threw her 100 feet. That's what she got me. She never was the same after that, y'all. The truth. I think that was the first Southern story.
Yeah, it was. When you said, I'll never forget when you said, Grandma Hazel got thrown by that tornado and she was never the same after that.
You just looked at me.
I went, what the fuck? Where are you from, you rube?
Love County. Did you know they're making they're rebooting Twister. Making another movie. That was a big deal in Oklahoma. Everybody came out of the woodwork to be an extra in it.
What makes them think we need another Twister?
I don't know. They're probably going to film it in Atlanta this time.
Oh, Bill Paxton.
I know. Mm. That one's sad.
What else do we have? There's...
Okay, so is there any more Micah and...
No.
Okay, are we on to Tiffany and Brett?
Tiffany and Brett in his place.
Where's the crack? Where's the crack in Brett?
Yeah,
this man is perfect.
Yeah, I haven't found it yet.
Like, yes, he has a ton of shoes. He should. He's a shoe designer.
There's a lot of shoes. That's like his worst flaw now. And that's not even a bad one.
And he doesn't have a ton of closet space.
Yeah. Well, they're going to upgrade to a different apartment.
But his apartment is clean, not too clean.
He's like, I liked it when he said efficiency. And he says, we could move into a bigger unit. And I said, that's a good sign. So he's flexible.
This is what I need already. I need an Instagram pic of Brett and Tiffany going to lunch with Cameron and Lauren.
Oh.
That's what I want.
Later on, y'all, she is cooking, and she's like, this is when you start to see Tiffany being a little bit like, when's this all going to get real? And she's like, what would our lifestyle be like? Just out of curiosity. And she's like, he's like, I'm living pretty simply. And she's like, Brett, I've seen your clothes. You like nice things. He's like, I have most expensive things, probably luggage, $1,200. Now, is that a luggage set or one piece of luggage?
I think one piece of luggage.
Oh, I thought it was luggage set. I was like, $1,200 for a...
He said for a carry-on.
Oh, that is a lot.
That's a lot. She calls him Bougie Brett. And... Gritty. The guy makes probably good money. He's a designer at Nike, so he makes good money. But, I mean, I don't fault him for dressing. He works in, I mean, we don't think, but he works in fashion.
Yeah. I will say, if we're talking about bills on 17 days before the wedding, we have no problems.
That right there.
Yeah.
Because she even says, look, she's like, I'd like to be in the know. She said, but as long as you're paying your bills... I get, she's like, I'm not going to question what you do with your money.
We're fine. If they have led us down this primrose path.
And then one of them says no.
One of them says no.
You're still upset about season two, aren't you?
I am. I will
unleash
utter hellfire on Netflix.
Because some people are new to Love is Blind. You get 3 minutes to talk about what they did to you in season two and why you worry about it happening.
I don't need 3 minutes. They basically rewrote everything in the finale, and they tricked us into thinking it was a gotcha.
It was.
The season two finale was, or what people said, was a gotcha. They wanted reactions. Season three made a lot more sense.
Yeah, season three was my... I like, in my rank of season four is number one, season three is number two.
Yeah, but I think, I'm just saying just they said at the altars for season three.
No, maybe season one. Yeah. It was, the editing was a completely different narrative than what happened at
And there was this huge, time where we had no footage, they said.
Yeah.
That where things happened. Like Shane and Natalie, who had a fight.
But it didn't make sense, y'all, because they filmed season one and two at the same time.
Same time.
So, yeah. Oh, this is the last episode we're watching of that tonight. The finale of Extreme Sisters.
Oh, yeah. I won't miss it.
Oh, my God.
So that's basically all we've got with of them. Should we move on to, is it Zach and Bliss next?
Oh, even when she said, she just says, are you nervous? Any of this freak you out? And Brett looks right at her and says,
no.
He's like, no. He said, I've been doing my own thing for so long. I'm excited. And he just looks at her and just says,
he loves her.
Oh, y'all. I mean, where were you when he said, get on top? Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh.
It was hot. It was real hot.
I'm going to use this, too. And when he said, we can pay half the bill, you pay it. He's like, I don't want a Venmo request from my wife. That was funny. Okay, let's talk about, this is a couple now. I guess we're
in uncharted territory for Love is Blind.
Here's where I have a
peccadillo.
This does not fit in the, does it? It does fit in the frame of the show, but it doesn't. So at the end of this, we're jumping to the end, but at the end, we know what she says. We're not going to say it on this, but he asked her to marry him.
Yeah.
So are they getting married in the time frame? Are they going to have a wedding? Like, are they now back on Love is Blind? Or are they their own separate thing? And also, why is there a rush to get married then if they're not going to be back
that
on
is,
the altar?
That was my precise point.
So I kind of, even though it's sweet and part of me is moved by it, I'm also asking, this feels very produced and like pushed.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think this was probably where he went to the producers and say, I made the wrong choice. Could we get Bliss on the show?
Yeah, like, are they going to put him... So the whole point is they live together to get to know one another.
Yes.
So do they put him in an apartment now with
her?
They
do. That's what I think they're doing. Uncharted. We're in Uncharted. We're the part on the map where they say, there are sea monsters here. On those old maps. Here be monsters. Don't go here.
That's what the pirate tells the twins.
Here be monsters, girls. But that's what they had on old maps. They're like, don't go here. We don't know what's here because the monsters are here.
Yeah.
We're there. If I'm thinking like the producers, I'm thinking this is perfect. People love Bliss. This dumbass chose wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted him to choose Bliss. We always did. And they're going to make it really easy for them. And I think they said, well, here's the thing, though. You're going to propose to her. Because that's Love is Blind here. You can't live with her without being a proposal because we are very moral here. So
yeah.
I think they're going to move in.
I wish it almost would have made more sense if not next episode, but I'd like, Like, we see them having a talk with, like, Vanessa Lachey and Nick or something.
That would have really helped. I totally agree with you.
It just feels like we're, to use your water, it feels like we're floating without a buoy or any type of anchor.
Yeah. A lot of nautical. And later on, they're on a boat.
And tonight, you're going to see some semen.
Hey, boys.
Fuck me.
So she's coming over to his place. Let's put a pin in that and discuss that and think about that, because I'm sure it's going to have repercussions on the next episode.
Yeah.
But like you, I kind of had a thing like, well, isn't this convenient?
Yeah.
However, I think...
Does he want to do it? Is he Mr. Trust trying to be an imp? Or like, that makes me nervous.
I don't believe so. I think of it, if this had been...
God, this show's good.
Interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
If this had been any... I just shushed you,
like a teacher.
Like Francesca did to Dom. Dom, don't... No, no, Dom. No, don't talk. Don't talk to Savannah. Do you want to treat Dom?
No, that's fine. I did it right. I got excited.
Like Lenny. I do.
Oh, look at the rabbits, George. They're getting married, George.
I need to put your shock collar back on. If you ever had a shock collar, you'd have to take it off, because that would shock you all the time, whether you needed it or not. What I was talking about is this. I don't even know where I was.
We were talking about Zach, and I said, do you think he tried?
I think if it would have been anyone else,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't have worked. If it would have been any of the other men, because Zach has this, we're weirdly compelled by him. Because I feel like what you're seeing, he tried to play up, I'm a stripper. There is something really off center about him, and people are going to be drawn to it.
There's, because, you know, Jacqueline almost had a choice between
Chris and
Marshall.
Yeah.
So, like, I agree. I don't know if they would do this again if Chris showed up.
No, they wouldn't. I think this is... strictly dealing with Zach, because it was so close and everyone in the pods knew he should have chosen Bliss.
Yeah.
So I don't think this would happen. I think this is a huge asterisk in the show. I don't think this is going to happen that often.
No.
Yeah.
But it could.
Yeah.
So, y'all, so they're, you know, Zach said they're seeing Zach's apartment and they're cooking. He ends up trying to sous vide some steaks, but he uses regular Ziploc bags. And I don't think
you need sous vide bags.
You need sous vide bags. So, steaks are ruined. Later, he makes a joke, said those are kind of like our relationship. Like, the dinner is ruined, and then it's like they talk about it.
He is so awkward here.
Oh, no.
And I will say, In an idealized form, I like him trying. He is working so hard to impress her here, y'all.
He is.
And
he's okay with her razzing him a little bit.
Yeah. And at one point, I was glad, too, he made extra shrimp. But he keeps talking about it. It's like, it's fine. We got the shrimp. We got the mushrooms. And she's like, goat cheese is better on. And she's like, ice cream. They talk about things. They both have the same... talk type of like weirdness.
She's a nerd too.
It's almost like I'm watching a really this sounds crazy, like I'm watching a version of Love on the Spectrum where we're people who have but it's not too. I think everyone on that show has been giving a diagnosis of ASD.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, and I'm not saying either one of them are on the spectrum, but I've seen people sometimes behave that way, and they talk to the other when they realize the other person has those same likes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're watching it, we're kind of like, this is a little off. But it makes perfect sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
She likes it. She likes this kind of talk.
They
like later when they talk about their favorite fruit, and I was like, this reminds me of working with my students with autism.
They do talk and get along well, and then they have these, like, well, first of all, Zach programs his doors to play different music when you open them.
That is, and those two owls, That painting.
He clearly loves, that's Hedwig, he clearly loves Harry Potter.
Yeah.
His bedroom plays a Harry Potter theme when the doors open, and her immediate response is, oh, that's nice.
I know.
Which, can you imagine if you, what would play for your bedroom door?
Well, when some people, some guys don't really like it when it plays Big Spender.
Oh.
The minute you walk in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction. I'm a Big Spender. It's some don't
either
find...
that or when I just knew there was a constant loop of Highway to Hell when we were roommates, I knew that Jake was getting pounded.
Highway to Hell! And then sometimes ice castles through the eyes of love when I'm feeling romantic. Please don't let this feeling end.
Yeah, that usually got cut off.
No, I totally...
Like, they're into one another. The dancing.
And he can dance.
The dancing.
It's cringe. It's cringe
no,
for me.
No, it's not cringe, because they were both kind of so awkward and sweeted, and I went, yeah. Fuck, I'm starting to root for this couple.
I'm same way with you, but I think dancing with no music is still cringe.
But like when he told her, he didn't say it to me when he's like, you're stiff, loosen up. And she smiled. And then they're dancing and they're really close. And I was like, she's so in love with him.
I know.
She's like head over heels in love with this guy.
And she's being smart. She's making him work for it.
She's trying to protect her voice is saying, no, we're taking our time. But her body's saying yes.
My body's saying, no. If you want to be with me, even there's a price to pay, I'm a genie in a bottle. You could have loved me the right way. Remember with her, with that little crop top, and I was like, whose voice is this? And it awoke something gay in you.
Xtina did.
Oh.
She did awake something gay.
Xtina.
I remember the first time I was in a gay bar and I heard Dirty. And I went,
oh my
what
God.
What is this? I've seen you dance filthy to that song.
That song was written for gay clubs.
I mean, your pants down. I could see your underwear. And you were making that face where you're kind of grinding your teeth and humping somebody. It's so gross. Y'all think I'm making it up?
It's not pretty. I'm just like, I'm like a gremlin. I'm turning around and I'm looking at you. It's like, yeah, you seeing me dance dirty.
Speaking of gremlins...
We try to explain, is there anything more frustrating than listening to our show, We Don't Know a Movie, than them trying to remember what the name of a Mogwai is?
Yes.
What's those little furry things?
Oh, furry things.
I don't know. Munchichis? No.
Our listeners have no sympathy.
They're on a river cruise.
They are on a river cruise.
And they're talking about Furbies.
Think about it. This is why it feels a little... He was on a cruise with Irina in Mexico.
Yeah.
Think about I hate this word, but think about how different the vibe is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was so interesting when he wanted to kiss her. He was like, oh, I just want to like take your hat off, because he had thought, well, the specs when I go down to kiss her won't really work though because her hat's on, so I need to have her some way to take off her hat. And I don't want to do it myself because it would be a little impolite. And at one point, he just goes in regardless. And
well, she takes the hat off.
Yeah. And it was like, it was a little awkward, but I went, okay, fine, love is blind. I'm convinced this is a couple. And I really feel good about them.
They need to move in together and do all that, though. Or it's going to be weird if they're just dating. Because then I'm like, wait, is this Love is Blind or now looking?
They need to do their penance. They need to go and be hazed. I need to see abs. They need to have their own Mexico trip.
We need to have a group thing where they show up.
They need to go. They need to.
I need to see the other people react to seeing Bliss.
I need hazing. They needed to be taken through all the paces. They needed to do the place, the apartments. Everything happens in 4 days, and I need to see all of it.
Wow.
At one point, she's like, who would you want to meet if you meet any of the world?
Well,
who'd
he
you
asked
pick?
Her.
Yeah. Oprah, your parents. That's a line. That's a line. And I went, I groaned, and then I saw him, and I went, no, 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 no. And then something came across me, and I went, wait, he almost already proposed to her before. These two people know each other.
He almost did propose to her before. So it's not as if he's... We might think it is interesting how in the pods it makes sense, but now this is kind of happening in the real world, and it mind fucks us a bit.
Yeah. Agreed. This messed with me because it was happening in the real world, and I was like, wait, it's... And then I went, if this would have happened in the pods, I would have been fine.
You would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
It will she or won't we? Won't she? We'll find out on the next episode.
We'll find out. Jackie and Marshall... She is quite stressed. And she's not just stressed because his sister and brother-in-law are coming over.
I'm starting to like her less. That's a different word.
I'm more concerned
Like her. I'm starting to worry about her
me
more.
Me too.
This woman is not ready to get married.
And also, this woman's familial situation and her relationship with how it balances to her personal life has not been processed enough.
Mm-mm.
And Marshall is going to have to do all of that work with her or for her.
What? Unless he's able to do it, but I think Marshall is... Who can sustain this level of taking care of somebody?
I will say this. I said this on Kate Casey. Some people in relationships need a project.
They do.
They need to fix people.
But what happens when they have children? Exactly. Like that. And then you're raising your kids, you're working,
and you're working on your wife.
It's still a project.
Yep.
That gets hard.
I totally agree with you. And at one point, she's like sitting there and she's like, it's like, should I just go take a walk around? And she's like, no, you just don't need to do anything. Your energy's making me stress. And Marshall just goes, okay, I'll just go get a Coke and a smile.
What's interesting with them is I can't think of a couple in Love is Blind. We've had couples where one person's an asshole, one person's not, one person is lying, one person's not, one person just really ended up not being into the other person.
Yeah.
The other person is. These are two people that I think are both really into each other and in love with one another. It's just more of, is Jackie capable of being in a relationship, period?
And is her own, and I hesitate to say this, but is it her own family / trauma / mental health going to prevent her from doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about, too. And that's a big, big, big if, y'all. That's a huge factor in
this.
There's
not enough time to figure that out in a month.
So his sister... Morgan and brother-in-law Ryan bring their kid Zoe over.
Oh, that's his sister?
Yeah.
I don't know why I read...
Morgan.
I read Morgan came up, and I thought that was his mother. And the whole time I was like, how is this his mother?
Did you think that guy was his father?
No, I thought the guy was his brother. I was like, why is the mother there with the brother-in-law? This is so weird.
She didn't look old enough to be his mother.
I know, but I didn't know.
God, I
feel
that,
better myself.
You'll believe a Chiron or your own ability. You'll believe anything. You don't even think critically about something. You'll just say, oh, that's what I believed. I guess when they tell you something in Oklahoma school system.
Film the moon landing on the TV. It was fake.
So they're talking about everything seemed great. And then Marshall's like, this woman inspired me to write. I haven't written poetry for 15 years. And y'all, they're saying, Jackie's saying all these good things. He inspired me to be more genuine. She's making a good showing. And the sister and brother-in-law says, they're not playing. They're going to do this. And
did we mention that Jacqueline told him that her mother's not happy about this?
In the next part.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's where it
sorry,
is.
My thing's
it's fine. So y'all, later.
There is the other part. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Oh, isn't there? Isn't there?
No, it's before. It's before. Remember, because that's why she's upset, because her family is upset.
Oh, you're right. Oh, I skipped something.
She says, my mom is not happy about this, and this is getting to me. I feel like I'm not my best. Because it's what you said about earlier.
Yeah.
When the,
you're right.
Then Jackie says, I'm like my mom. And Marshall says, you know, she ruminates. And I can't help her with that. So hopefully he's y'all, they already need to go to couples therapy. Just to learn how to, for her to learn how to relate
she
to him.
Also says, she says, I need to make sure that my family doesn't basically ruin my life and make my life theirs. And mom isn't happy. And I think the best thing that could happen here is Marshall helps Jackie through establishing a boundary with her family. That's the best thing that can happen here. Mm-hmm. Is there time to do it in 17 days?
No.
Probably not.
Because it sounds
does he
like...
Take a, does I'm he sorry. Take a... Sorry. Does he take a leap of faith and marry her anyway?
He would.
He would.
But it... And she says to his sister, she said, if we get married, that's biblical. So maybe she'll work through that too, but... I feel for her because it feels like, at least from the way she's presenting, her family is toxic.
Yep.
Almost certainly. Emotionally, probably, and verbally abusive.
Well, she says, I think she has some caretaking things going on where she has to do a lot of things for her family. I don't know if that's financially or what.
It's just hard, you know, when you're...
I don't envy
her at
all.
We had to go through that as gay kids because we had to imagine what life would be like without our parents if they didn't accept mm-hmm. us to come out. We had to do that. A lot of people don't do that in their life.
Right.
And so now she's having this, but there's a freedom when I want to tell her, like, honey, if this is what you want, your parents will accept you or they'll go on about their lives. And there's nothing you can do about that.
I think she's ruled by shame.
Yeah.
And
binds her.
And it is just, I think her parents use it as weapons for her. And she is so just fraught with shame. And it makes me sad, and I feel like she's a good person, but she is so stuck, and it makes me very nervous for Marshall. Right now, I don't see this working out.
I could see her, because she's doing that, like she said on this episode today, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah.
And when he heard, I don't think I can meet your sister, I heard, I don't think
oh,
I can do this.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I could 100% see her backing out before they even get to the altar.
I could too. It's too much for her. Like she has a low tolerance for anything emotional.
If she goes wedding dress shopping, she'll freak out.
Yep.
Like all that.
Paul is not ready to get married. Kwame's not ready to get married. And Jackie's not ready to get married. All for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I think Tiffany's ready to get married. And I think Bliss is actually ready to get married.
Isn't Bliss a little older too, though?
I think she is.
Zach is a little older
too.
Yeah,
he's in his 30s.
It just makes a difference when you're a little older.
Yeah.
Again, that's why they don't have a bunch of 35-year-old or 40-year-old people in Love is Blind, because they all would have, most of them would have worked their shit out.
But they'd be talking about stuff like bills.
Yeah.
And
what's your 401k
401ks
like?
And IRAs.
That's the show.
That's the show.
End it, poodle.
Oh, my. All right. You can find us on Instagram.
It's like when I yelled at you, put the wig back on, bitch. We had a sissy
eat
said,
the fish, bitch.
I had a sissy. She's commented on our Patreon. She said, I'm just going to walk around now and say, put the wig back on, bitch.
You know what? I do what I'm told when I'm addressed that way. You can find us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. You can find us on the TikTok at Reality Gaze.
Yes.
Join our Reality Gaze Plus, y'all, at any level you like. We got a cringe tier, a real Lollapalooza of a cringe tier coming up for April at the $8 level.
$8 tier, you get commercial free
commercial
for your pleasure.
Free. We got Seeking Brother Husband. We've got Love After Lockup / Life After Lockup. And God knows what else. Me, you, and my ex coming too.
So much. So much. You're going to get raw dogged. And we should call it the raw dog tier.
That's the truth.
That is the truth. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting. We are going to, as always, we're going to jump into episode 8. Watch it. And we'll be back to let you know the answer. You know, there's many universal questions. Like, Is there a time-space continuum? Are there aliens?
And then what plays when you open the door to your bedroom? It's the Benny Hill music. Is love blind?
Love is blind.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.